Support for KPLU comes from Baird, a financial partner to families, businesses, foundations, and communities since 1919. More information is available at BairdSeattle.com. Robert W. Baird & Company, member SIPC.
It's an exciting day when we welcome some of the Northwest's finest jazz musicians to the KPLU studios, and it's an all-star day today. Founded in 2000, the Seattle Women's Jazz Orchestra, SWOJO, has become a world-class big band, nurturing and encouraging the development of women in jazz in the Northwest and around the world. They've got two CDs out on OA2 Records, Dreamcatcher and Meeting of the Waters. We couldn't fit all 16 members of SWOJO in the studio, so we are honored they've pared down to a smaller ensemble today. Here's Ann Reynolds on piano to introduce the band.
Thanks, Abe. Yeah, this is the smaller ensemble. So we've got on trumpet, Anna Mines, our lead alto, Sydney Hauser, Morgan Gilkison of Mojam Mondays on the drums, Rachel Contour on bass, and myself, Ann Reynolds, on piano. And what we've done is we've adapted some of our repertoire for three of our tunes that we play normally in the big band for the smaller sized ensemble. So we're going to start with a blues, because that's where it all starts. This is one that I wrote. It's called Blues for Mary Lou, and it's for Mary Lou Williams.
It's the SWOJO Small Ensemble live on KPLU. Ann Reynolds at the piano, Rachel Contorer at the bass, Morgan Gilkison drumming, Sydney Hauser plays sax, it's Anna Mines on trumpet. This is the Swojo Small Ensemble. Their executive director, Marge Rosen, is also here, and I want to start by talking to Marge about the formation of Swojo. I guess in the beginning it was Barbara Hubers-Drake and Ellen Finn who got this started off in the year 2000, right?
That's right. They were looking for opportunities for instrumentalists to play big band jazz. So they founded their own group, and forevermore, women have had an opportunity to play in a supportive, comfortable, large ensembles.
When did you become a part of the group? Do you remember when you got involved?
I'm a founding member.
Absolutely. Fantastic. Now, this story may be apocryphal, but I heard that Barbara Hubers-Drake went to take her daughter to see a high school and went into the band room and it was all guys. Is that a true story?
I would bet money that it is.
That's a true story. Yeah.
We've got Ann Reynolds over there on the other side chiming in, too. Tell us about the outreach for young instrumentalists in the area.
Yeah, right from the very beginning, Swojo has always had opportunities for high school students to sub and play and perform with the ensemble. From Maria Ralston at age just 15, started playing with us right at the beginning. We've had people like Jenny Kellogg from the East Side, who went on to play with the 1 o'clock big band at North Texas State and now runs the jazz program at Eastern Washington University. Audrey Stanglin, who's now at Central, and they went to Monterey for the jazz festival this year. So we've had a lot of terrific young talent, young girls come through.
And it's been a lot of fun to have that young talent and see it grow. It's you know, it's for everybody in the band has grown a lot from the very beginning. It started out, as a band that was starting out. And it just really grew and grew and grew into really fun repertoire.
I wonder about that, the turnover of the band. That must be kind of crazy. A lot of people coming and going, and I wonder if that changes the feeling, the sound of the band, the identity, if that's a negative or a positive, Marge?
Well, it keeps things interesting, yeah. Right? It's tough because we're not a community big band. We have professionals that play with the group, and it's really hard to make a living when you're playing a big band. There isn't enough money for that. So, you know, sometimes we have some really great people come for a while and we're glad to have them, but then they move on to bigger and better. But that always leaves room for the next group. So, you know, the band continues to evolve with the different personnel we've had.
I did also want to mention that men have been an important part of Swojo through the years. Specifically, I'm talking about Daniel Barry, the musical director. Nice reminder that men can play jazz, too. I wonder if you could tell us about Daniel's contribution to the group. Anne?
So Daniel's been with us for 13 years. He's actually just decided to step down. 13 years is a long time. He's moving on to some other things. But he brought in some really interesting music for us. He really helped the band develop, but also the repertoire that he brought in, his own compositions, and then also just a lot of world-style jazz that he brought, as well as contemporary charts. So this band really has a very interesting book, and when people come to sub in our band, they're always surprised that it's challenging music, and it's really different than the repertoire that most other bands play in town. So I think that's one of the things that makes us distinctive. We've done a lot of Brazilian charts, we've done Cuban charts, we've done regular swing stuff, we've done contemporary jazz, a lot of stuff.
And do you think that's a feature of just trying to challenge your own band and your own musicians, or just a curiosity?
I don't know what drives the repertoire, yeah. what people like, and what they think is going to work with the band. But yeah, I think it's been a draw for people to bringing people into the band too, to say that, you know, if you want to start doing some Latin charts and stuff, we've got some. So
excellent. Yeah. We're live in the studios on KPLU with the Swojo Small Ensemble. Anne, what would you like to play for us next?
Okay, we're going to play a great composition. Actually, the three tunes we're playing today are all written by women. And this one is written by the great Christine Jensen. We got this chart the first year of the contest when her sister Ingrid Jensen was our guest artist. And Ingrid brought some of her sister's charts, and Christine writes some beautiful stuff. This is called Sea Fever.
The Seattle Women's Jazz Orchestra Small Ensemble. We are excited to welcome this exclusive performance from a group that you're normally going to hear three times this size. I wanted to talk to the band about recording albums, making albums. There's a couple of records out from Swojo, Dreamcatcher and Meeting of the Waters, over 15 years, two records. And I'll ask Marge Rosen, too, about this. What is the impetus? What is the spark that tells Swojo, okay, it's time to make a new record? Anne?
Well, I guess I'm on. Well, I think in the beginning we wanted to get the voice out there, so that's the first two albums. We did like that. The first one, I believe, was mostly live recordings that we'd gathered up, mm-hmm. and we had enough material, and we kind of put it all together and said, okay, get it out there. It's been a few years since our last one, and we're talking about a next one, and
oh,
we're talking about a focus on women composers.
That's a great idea. I also wanted to talk to our drummer, Morgan Gilkison, who leads the hippest jam session in the universe. Everybody's down there at Mojam Mondays. Tell us about this. And I understand not only is it a great opportunity to get together and do a little loose jam, but it's also a good outreach for Swojo. Right, Morgan?
Yeah, it's been going on since December 2013, so I just had my 96th week. I keep track by the weeks. And I joined Swojo the year before I started Mojams. And so I've been with the band almost 3 years, and I figured, you know, I don't think there's ever been a big band on the stage at Nectar Lounge in Fremont. And I'm using my two-year anniversary of Mojam Mondays in December to feature Swojo, so there will be a 16-piece band on the stage, and we're going to be playing Christmas music and some of our contemporary charts, and you know, it's a lot of fun. Just Swojo has enabled me to branch out as a drummer and become the drummer that I am today, and everything that I do and everything I have comes from my muse within playing with Seattle Women's Jazz Orchestra, and so it's kind of nice to get the opportunity to share, you know, Mojams with Swojo and Swojo with Mojams, and it's just a beautiful thing. It's a whole different, you know, part of the community that I get to affect that otherwise might not know about Swojo or Mojams.
One last question for Marge Rosen, the executive director of Swojo. How best to get involved, not only Swojo is a nonprofit, how best to support the group, and if you're a young musician, you want to become involved and maybe playing with the group, how do you do that?
Well, there's a couple of great ways. You can go to our website, which is swojo.org or swojo.org. You can sign up to our mailing list there. Also, we have a page on Facebook. You can find us there easily. You can sign up for mailings to get more information or contact me right through there.
Right on. And get down to Mojam Mondays, too, at Nectar.
Thank you.
We're back into the music. We've got time for one more song. Anne, what would you like to play for us to finish out the day?
Okay, we're going to finish up with a tune from Nelda Swiggett. This is one we've had in the books for a little while. It's called Moon Boy Revisited.